Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
And welcome back to the podcast. My name is DeAndre Nicolette. If you're new here, my love, welcome. I'm super excited to have you tuned in for your first ever episode of Manifest Daily. And of course, to my OG listeners, you already know the vibes, okay? Hey, girl. Hey, hey, boy. Hey, what's poppin'? What's good? Welcome back to another episode of your fave. And welcome to the second month of 2023. I feel like this is going to be one of those years where every single episode I get on here and I'm like, guys, I can't believe the time is moving so quickly because literally, how the hell is it February already? Like, baby, I feel like we blinked and it was January, it was over. But you know what's crazy though? It's like, I feel like January went by fast, but at the same time, slow. I know y'all know what I mean by that, because like, I feel like the month of January felt like an entire freaking year. Like, the amount of stuff that was popping off in January, I was like, wait, give me a second to breathe, please. For the love of God, I need a second to rest. January was incredibly busy, okay? Incredibly productive, incredibly busy. Lots of things happening like every 2 seconds. But I kind of like that. I'm one of those people where I like to stay busy. Obviously, I love being good, like, you know, sit in bed, relax, binge Netflix all day, order some sushi, make myself a little mocktail afternoon. I love that for me. But I also really like staying busy. I like having something to do. I kind of like just making things for myself to do, whether that be reading a new book, jumping on here to podcast, or being a little bit more social, getting outside of the house, going to the gym, you know, those kinds of things. But I feel like January was such a busy and packed month that at times it felt like, oh my gosh, like, when are things gonna slow down? And then it was towards the end of January, which is right now as I'm recording this, that I realized things aren't really going to slow down. And I talked about this in, I believe it was my January energy report. I talked about the numerology for the year. And if you're like into numerology, maybe I'll do a couple episodes on numerology and just kind of like, you know, your personal year number is. But I have a personal year number 8 this year, which, if you know anything about numerology and personal year numbers, 8 is that number that's all about kind of career. It's about karma. It's about destiny. It's basically the energy of a year where it's like you putting in the work, okay? It's giving discipline, it's giving commitment, it's giving all the things that I said that I wanted to focus on for the year of 2023. Like, my word for the year is discipline, and my personal year number 8 said, heard you, baby girl, heard you. And it's just been a lot. Like, I feel like it's been a lot, but a lot of good things happening, a lot of foundational things happening, and I'm so grateful for it. So welcome to the second month of the year. I hope your first month of the year went beautifully. If you feel like 2023 hasn't fully started just yet, or maybe you feel like it's just now getting started for you, that tracks with the astrology. We talked about how Mercury was retrograde for about half of a little bit more than half of January. Mars was also retrograde for about 2/3 of January as well. So for a lot of us, there was kind of like, you know, just not really a lot of energy there to take action, to do a lot of things. You might have felt like, okay, well, it's January 2023. I got to start off with a bang. I got to do the thing. I got to take some actions here. But you may not have felt like you had the energy to take said action. That tracks with the astrology, okay? That tracks. So if that was you and, you know, you needed to take a pause, was, you needed to take a little bit of a rest at the start of the year, I want you to know that is absolutely okay. Like, I feel like we put so much emphasis on a new year to be a fresh start for all of us. And I admit, like, I'm one of those people where I love the new year because of that vibe, that energy of like freshness, newness, like I can reinvent myself. But I'm also the same type of person where I'm like, baby girl, if it's a Wednesday in the middle of August, you could reinvent yourself too. Okay. You don't have to wait until January 1st of a new year to be like, I'm doing this thing. I'm setting my goals. I'm setting my intentions. In fact, I think it is really important to consistently check in with yourself. Ask yourself, do my goals still feel aligned? Do I feel like I am showing up as the person that I want to show up as in this world? And if not, then it's absolutely okay to choose to reinvent yourself, to rebrand yourself, to become that person, no matter what, no matter what time of year it is. But I just love the new year because I feel like collectively we all have this like just extra motivation, extra drive around this time. So it feels really fun. It's more of a fun thing than anything else, you know, just like really fun energy. But again, we had those major planets retrograde. So if you started off the new year with a little bit less clarity than you may have liked, or a little bit less energy than you may have liked, and you felt kind of like, well, this is a new year, why am I not feeling this surge, this push, this drive, this motivation to like kick it off with a bang, tracks with the astrology, okay? And now that Mars and Mercury are both direct, I think but we're all probably feeling a little bit more clarity, like a little bit more like we understand maybe what it is that we want to do, and we understand how to actually go about taking those first, second, third steps to do what it is that we want to do this year. And I love that for us. So yeah, so today's episode, y'all know how these go, okay? I've been doing these for a couple of months now. I think I started these up in 2021, or perhaps it was 2020. I remember I was living in Jersey, and was living in Jersey for most of 2020. So I think it was 2020 when I initially started doing these energy reports. And the way they're structured is we go through the astrology of the month. We also finish off this episode with a pick a card tarot reading. And I just love these. Okay. I feel like I love the format of them. I think they're really fun. And I think that they help to set the stage, discuss the energy and set the stage for the month ahead. And of course, this one is dropping on February 1st, as you guys are hearing this, because I was looking at my calendar, because I usually drop episodes, y'all know, on Tuesday with a bonus on Friday, here or there, period. But I was looking at my calendar and I said, girl, not me finna drop the energy report damn near middle of February, because y'all know February is a short month. So what do I look like giving y'all this episode on the first Tuesday of February? Baby, at that point, why are you trying to figure out what the energy is? Like, you halfway through the month at that point. So I said, we are going to do this energy report on February 1st. So y'all would have heard me yesterday in an episode, in the affirmations episode, the January affirmations episode, more affirmations. How many times have I said affirmations? Oh my gosh. More affirmations for calling in your best self. Okay. Then you would have heard me today. Hey, hey girl. Hey, hey boy. Hey, what's popping? What's good with the February 2023. My tongue's getting twisted. February 2023. Energy report. Is that a tongue twister? It's very much not. I'm just talking like a mile a minute. No, 100 miles a minute. What is the saying? I don't even know. Let's also talk about how I haven't even had anything to eat yet. Like, y'all, let me tell you. Let me tell you. Okay, girl, I did the most yesterday. I had my calendar packed, baby, back to back. And then I was like, I got to get up early tomorrow to record the energy report because I got to give the girls what they looking for. I got to give girls tea on what's happening in February. And so I woke up early and then I realized I have no oat milk. Couldn't even make myself a mocha iced latte. Couldn't even make it. So here I am, empty stomach, but full heart though. Okay. Empty stomach, but full heart though, recording this episode. And I hope I have time to like run a Starbucks after this because I got a doctor's appointment. I feel like I won't. I feel like I won't even finish this episode before I gotta leave. I'll leave in an hour. Let's see what we're gonna get done. Okay. These episodes be taking a little bit longer, but we gonna get it done. So grab yourself a beverage of choice. I am beverageless. I should probably get some water. Gotta stay hydrated. I'm gonna go grab that. So grab yourself a beverage, grab yourself a little snacky whack, and let's go ahead and dive into the Feb 2023 energy report, my loves, and dive into this, I don't know if it's spicy tea this month, but it's some type of tea.
Maybe it's a little green tea, a little common tea. I don't know. Black tea. Oolong. I don't know. I'm not a tea drinker. Whatever tea it is, it's tea. Okay? Let's go ahead and dive in. Okay, so coming in hot on February 5th, we have a full moon in Leo. Let me move my iPad. Girl, I cannot see what is going on right now. Oh, ASMR. Very much messy ASMR as I try to get like my little setup going here. But on February 5th, we have a full moon in Leo. And when the moon is in Leo, you may feel pulled towards expressing yourself a bit more. So this may be through new creative ventures or projects. It can show up in the way that you express yourself through writing, art, or even just like simple everyday conversations. You might also feel called to express your love and adoration to people around you. Or on the opposite side, you may want others to express their love and adoration for you. And if you're noticing that people around you aren't kind of giving you that affirmation and kind of hyping you up in that way, you might start to feel a bit more insecure or just maybe a bit more like needy for reassurance, needy for validation, especially again, if it's not being shown to you in the way that you would prefer that it be. So as this Leo full moon takes place during Aquarius season, it introduces the need to consider the polarity between the two energies. So we have Leo, which is like fiercely independent and basically represents the individual in this case. And then we have Aquarius, which stands more for the collective, represents the sum of all of us. So this full moon asks us to reconsider or just consider in general how we can acknowledge both energies at the same time. So how can we respect and love our uniqueness and respect and love like ourselves as the individual, while also seeing where it is that we can share our unique light with the world, share our unique light with the collective, in order to make the world a better place. So it's a beautiful full moon. And I think this energy is just amazing. I'm excited. I have a lot of Leo friends. Hey, B, how you doing, girl? Love how I say I have a lot of Leo friends and I mentioned B. So, and like, she's like one person. But you know what? It is what it is. All right. It is what it is. I do have some journal prompts for y'all for the Leo full moon. If you are going to do any sort of like new moon or not new moon. Oh my God. If you are going to do any sort of full moon ritual or you do any particular journaling around the full moon, here are three journal prompts that will really help you to tap into this Leo full moon energy. The first journal prompt is, how can I better explore my creativity? So as I mentioned, this full moon really asks us how we are expressing ourselves. So you might feel called towards exploring how you can better express yourself creatively. And this journal prompt is really going to help you dive into understanding how it is you want to show up creatively, how it is that you want to express yourself. Maybe there are some things that you want to try, some different art forms that you want to dive into. And so this is a really good journal prompt for kind of discovering or uncovering more of that. The second journal prompt is, how do my creative ventures and ideas serve me? And also, how do my creative ventures and ideas serve and inspire the collective? So again, bringing into our journaling session, this idea of that polarity between the individual, but also the collective and how they sort of interplay with one another. So the last and final journal prompt for the Leo full moon is, what are some ways that I can better celebrate the unique gifts that I share with the world? So really asking ourselves how it is that we show up uniquely in this world, how it is that we share and shine our light, but then also how it is that we can really honor and celebrate ourselves for that uniqueness. I think a lot of times, you know, when we talk about like trends and we talk about the collective and we talk about fitting in and we talk about social norms, there is this urge to want to be like others. There is this urge to want to blend in and not necessarily stand out, but you are a unique individual, right? There are things about you that are so beautifully different from everyone else in the world. And it's an amazing thing to really understand how it is that you can celebrate yourself for that instead of trying to penalize yourself for that, or instead of trying to dim your light and dim your uniqueness in order to better fit in with the collective. We can stand out as individuals while also being part of the collective, and our unique abilities, our our unique perspectives, our unique experiences are what make us so well fitted to be part of the collective, because we bring a different perspective. We bring something new to share with others around us. So yeah, that's the last one. Just asking yourself how you can better celebrate those unique gifts. When I decided to audit my wellness routine and implement changes, one of the first things I looked at was my supplements. I wanted to simplify my daily supplements, so I decided to try AG1. And let me just say, this was one of the best decisions that I made in 2023. Not only did I replace my multivitamin with AG1, but I also love that every single scoop includes folate, magnesium, and ashwagandha for stress support. Since drinking AG1 daily, I've noticed that I feel more energized and my mental clarity and my ability to manage and recover from stress have improved. I used to rely on a ton of different supplements. If y'all remember my little pill box, then you know, okay? And I use these supplements to help me feel calm and more alert. But I just love how simplified my morning routine has become with AG1. Adding AG1 in the morning covers my bases with 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, and ingredients like pre- and probiotics, adaptogens, antioxidants, and nutrients sourced from whole foods. Let me just tell y'all what my favorite part of this entire thing is. You only need to take one scoop, literally one scoop a day, every single day, mixed with water. That is it. It's giving very much work smarter, not harder, even with what you put in your body. AG1 is the supplement that I trust and have trusted since 2023 to provide the support that my body needs daily. If you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/manifestdaily. That's drinkag1.com/manifestdaily. Check it out.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Then on February 11th, Mercury enters Aquarius. So Aquarius is known for being revolutionary and questioning why certain rules, systems, or thoughts of thinking exist. And with Mercury in Aquarius, this energy is present in our thoughts and ideas. During this time, we may notice that we're more open to things that are less conventional. We're more open to new ways of thinking that go against the grain, or we might just be less likely to accept the conventional as the way that it should be. Aquarius also does well with thinking rationally versus emotionally, and I feel like this has given Aquarius like a bit of a bad rap of being known as like a cold-hearted sign. A lot of people think of Aquarius as being very like detached, has no feelings, has no emotions, but what it is really that Aquarius can look at something and be like, okay, feelings aside, this is what I'm seeing, and so this is going to be my approach. I'm going to look at this and approach this from a rational place versus an emotional place of reactivity. And essentially, that's the energy and the vibe that we're approaching our thoughts, ideas, ways of thinking with this month, or not this month, but like while Mercury is in Aquarius, which is basically for the next month. But essentially, we are looking at things less as we want them to be and less as we wish for them to be and more as they are. We're kind of taking off those rose-colored glasses and being like, okay, this is what it is, and what can I do with this? How can I approach this? How can I solve this? Like, what is going to be my way moving forward, looking at all the facts that I have in front of me? That being said, because Aquarius does have that like reputation for being a bit more cold-hearted, a bit more detached, a bit less emotional than the other signs, you might need to make sure and just kind of like check in with yourself that you're not delivering something in a very like cold way this month. So for example, if you need to be honest with someone about something, or if you need to have a specific discussion and communicate something with someone, you might want to just like tap in, check in, and make sure sure that even if you are delivering facts and figures and you're kind of like telling someone like it is, you're also doing so in a very sensitive way. You're being very like empathetic in your approach, and you're not necessarily coming at it with just like the facts and figures and completely disregarding someone's feelings. Sometimes I do have this issue as a Taurus. Like Tauruses are also known for being very blunt, and I can just be the kind of person where it's like, I love honesty. I love transparency. And as much as sometimes that can hurt, it's good to be able to be like, okay, here's how I feel. Here's what I think, whatever. But at the same time, I do my best to make sure that my approach is very sensitive and caring, right? You want to make sure that even if you're delivering honesty and transparent information to someone, you're not just like doing so and just, you know, blurting it out and putting it out there and being like, you know, I don't care about your feelings, but you're doing so in a way where you're like, I care about your feelings, but I also know that this honesty is going to be the best thing for us or the best thing for you. And so this is how I'm going to choose to deliver that in a very caring and kind way. Then on February 18th, the sun enters Pisces. Hello, 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 Pisces, and welcome to Pisces season. When the sun moves into Pisces, it brings this like dreamy, ethereal energy to the forefront. So this is a time where you need to give yourself permission to daydream, to imagine the most romantic, quote unquote, impossible outcome, and just live in the clouds just a little bit, okay? Just a little bit. As Pisces are also associated with spirituality, this is also a really good time to tap into some new spiritual tools and practices that you've been curious about. So maybe it's tarot, or maybe it's meditation, or maybe it's sound bowls, whatever it is, like give yourself that permission to explore, to have fun with it, to dive in. I mean, at the end of the day, spirituality is all about being like flowy, curious, open to new experiences, open to learning about yourself, open to strengthening that connection with source. So really tap into that untethered vibe of spirituality, and maybe even like listen to some of the older episodes of Manifest Daily. I mean, I'm just saying, okay? You may also notice that you're more prone to receiving spiritual messages around this time, or just like intuitive pings. And like I said in other episodes before, strengthening your intuition, or kind of like strengthening that relationship with trusting yourself, really has to do with allowing yourself to take the steps to listen to your intuition, trusting it even when it feels crazy, even when it feels like I have no proof of this thing, and just seeing how good it can turn out when you trust yourself. So during this time when the sun is in Pisces, and I mean, you know, this is for 2023 and beyond, but specifically during the sun in Pisces time, as you're receiving these intuitive pings, as you're receiving these messages, allow yourself to say, okay, hey, if I'm receiving this ping, what's the worst that can happen if I trust that, if I take that leap, if I follow that thing, even if it seems scary, even if it seems a little bit wild? And you can start to do that with very, very small things. You don't have to start with like, you know, quitting your job or like telling someone that you love them, or I don't know. You don't have to start with those like really big things that can feel absolutely just like terrifying. You can start with something small. Maybe, you know, you get a ping to go to a specific grocery store that day, or maybe you get a ping to go like take a walk, or maybe you just get this ping to like call your mom or call a friend or whatever the case is. So like allow yourself to listen to those messages even when they're coming in and they seem so small and insignificant, and you're kind of like, well, why would I do that? Or you start to question it. Take a second to be like, well, what's the worst that can happen if I listen to this small intuitive message that I'm receiving, and just like flow with that and go with that. So welcome to Pisces season on February 18th. On February 20th, we have our new moon in Pisces. And we love a new moon around here, okay? Simply because they're just a good time for new beginnings. This new moon in Pisces is a great time for dreaming big and being incredibly delusional about the reality that we want to experience. Do not cage yourself in or try to be realistic, because the whole point of this new moon is for you to understand that anything is truly possible, obviously when there's action involved. So I mentioned this, I think in like a last, no, not even in the last episode. I actually did a YouTube video about this, and I was talking about like three steps to manifesting your best life, and also what the girlies on social media are talking about these days, like this idea of like living a delusional life. And let me tell you, okay, living a delusional experience has been the best thing that I've ever done throughout my life. Like the times where I am just convinced that that guy likes me, or I am just convinced that that job loves me so much, or that they cannot do anything without me, or I am convinced that I belong in a specific room or specific place. It is so powerful for eradicating doubt, for eradicating imposter syndrome, for really just like really feeling yourself, okay, period. That is what this energy of delusion is all about. And so with this new moon in Pisces, it's kind of like that, right? It's like, it's about allowing yourself to imagine new beginnings, allowing yourself to imagine what could happen if you plant a specific seed and you do so with the delusional understanding that that seed could transform into the biggest, most beautiful, most vibrant tree in your garden. So Pisces is also a sign, again, I said this earlier, associated with spirituality. So this is also a really good time to review your spiritual health. If you during Pisces season are feeling called towards a specific tool or a specific thing, maybe it's getting a reading done, maybe it's aligning your chakras, like I don't know, whatever it is, and it feels kind of like, well, I've never done that before, like I don't know if I should try it. Maybe you're getting an intuitive ping to go to a specific type of practitioner or to try a specific thing because it is so vital to your spiritual health. So ask yourself, like, what does spirituality mean to you? And what does it look like for you to prioritize your connection with source? What does it look like for you to prioritize your personal healing? And what does it look like for you to prioritize your spiritual health? This might mean taking more time to journal, go inward, maybe being a bit isolated. Honestly, I feel like a lot of times when we do very like deep, heavy spiritual work, we go inwards, or we feel called to go inwards because we really just want to sit with ourselves and reflect. And that is a beautiful thing. So if you feel called to, you know, isolate just a bit in a healthy way, of course, and to tap in with yourself, check in with yourself, do that intentional shadow work, do that intentional healing work, this is the perfect time to do so. And so of course, I have some journal prompts, y'all, for the new moon in Pisces. And the first journal prompt is, what are some things I see when I visualize my dream life? Again, tap into that delusional energy, tap into that delusional vibe. Do not try to limit yourself when you think about what it is that you see for this dream life. Just allow yourself to write down what it is that you visualize when you think about your dream life. Second journal prompt is, do I have any doubts that stop me from dreaming bigger? And if so, what are some steps I can take to rid myself of these doubts? Of course, we're all going to have doubts. We're all going to have imposter syndrome to some degree. We're all going to kind of feel like, oh, well, is this really possible? Or can I really do this? Allow yourself to write down some steps that you can take to really see that these are not things that will fully stop you from experiencing and having your dream life, but they may be things that you have to, on your journey, overcome as you, you know, work towards getting your dream life. Third journal prompt is, what would help me feel more confident in my ability to manifest my dream life? The fourth journal prompt is, what do I need to focus on when it comes to my healing journey, and how can I take the steps to do so? And the last and final journal prompt is, what would I need to feel more supported on my healing journey, and who should I reach out to for this support? It is okay to ask for help on your journey. It is okay to ask someone to show up for you in a certain way. If they can do so, if it is within their capacity, they will do so if they want to, right? So this is not about you doing all of the things on your own. This is not about you saying, well, I visualize this dream life and the only person I have is me in order to help me get there. You do have source. You are co-creating. You do have support from your community around you, and you are able to ask people for help. You are able to ask people to show up for you. You are able to ask for support. So figure out what it is that you need to feel supported and figure out who it is you need to or want to ask that support from. These journal prompts, including the full moon in Leo journal prompts, will be in the show notes as well. I know I kind of ran through them quickly, but if you need a visual, I'm definitely a visual person. If you want to see them, if you're going to come back and journal later, maybe you're listening to this episode in the car or on the go and you want to tap back in later, everything will be in the show notes for you. When I decided to audit my wellness routine and implement changes, one of the first things I looked at was my supplements. I wanted to simplify my daily supplements, so I decided to try AG1. And let me just say, this was one of the best decisions that I made in 2023. Not only did I replace my multivitamin with AG1, but I also love that every single scoop includes folate, magnesium, and ashwagandha for stress support.
Since drinking AG1 daily, I've noticed that I feel more energized and my mental clarity and my ability to manage and recover from stress have improved. I used to rely on a ton of different supplements. If y'all remember my little pill box, then you know, okay? And I use these supplements to help me feel calm and more alert, but I just love how simplified my morning routine has become with AG1. Adding AG1 in the morning covers my bases with 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, and ingredients like pre- and probiotics, adaptogens, antioxidants, and nutrients sourced from whole foods. Let me just tell y'all what my favorite part of this entire thing is. You only need to take one scoop, literally one scoop a day, every single day, mixed with water. That is it. It's giving very much work smarter, not harder, even with what you put in your body. AG1 is the supplement that I trust and have trusted since 2023 to provide the support that my body needs daily. If you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/manifestdaily. That's drinkag1.com/manifestdaily. Check it out.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Then on February 20th, Venus enters Aries. With Aries being the first sign of the zodiac, when Venus enters Aries, it brings fresh start energy. These fresh starts are not only present in our romantic lives, but also in our money matters and things that pertain to bringing us pleasure as well. This is a time of taking a look at and discarding old patterns in order to welcome a new one. So you might find yourself looking at new ways to approach your money, new ways to approach your romantic connections, or even new ways to approach the ways in which we express ourselves through our aesthetic, because of course Venus rules like that aesthetic as well. So we might become more spontaneous, choosing to take more of like a YOLO approach that really embraces the fiery nature of Aries. Aries is also a very independent sign, so sometimes with this transit we can see that relationships struggle as we try to figure out how we can fulfill our own needs while also being in a partnership. This might lead to you being a bit more outspoken about what you want and what you need, being a bit more assertive overall, and just taking steps to ignite passion and fire in a long-standing relationship or maybe even a newer connection as well. Any purchase made at this time may contribute to helping you feeling a bit more confident in yourself. So this may mean that you feel drawn towards splurging on going to a new hairstylist for an entirely new look. You might also feel called to drop money on a staycation or a vacation with a new partner or a long-standing partner simply because you're like, I don't know, you want to have a little, you know, fun time, a little spicy fun time with this person. So you're like, okay, if we get away, if we go away to this place together, it's going to be the catalyst for us to have a bit more of like a spicy romantic weekend or even like full week. I don't know what type of time y'all have for PTO, but you know what I'm saying? Like just something like that where it has to do with like spending money, but then also has to do with like igniting fire and passion in a particular relationship. Overall, this is just a time for living in the moment, being incredibly assertive about what you want and also being incredibly assertive about the way that you show up in this world. Okay, my loves, so that is our February 2023 energy report. Now we're going to get into the pick a pal reading. So as per usual, all of the timestamps will be down below. You're welcome to listen to pal 1, 2, and 3 if you'd like. Otherwise, feel free to pick a pal 1, 2, or 3. You can use a random number generator or you can just use your intuition. I highly recommend you use your intuition, guys. Like allow yourself to be led to the pile that is best for you. Choose that pile, go to the timestamp that is listed down below in the show notes, and then listen to your reading. So let's go ahead and get into the readings. We're going to start off with pile number one.
Hey
Hello, pile number one, and welcome to your February 2023 reading. So this month I decided to pull two oracle cards, one of which is one of the love oracle cards, and the second is from our spirit animal oracle card deck. All the cards that I use will be linked down below in my Amazon storefront in case you're interested in grabbing one. But the first one says, stay optimistic about your love life. Positive thinking and faith will bring you romance. And the second card is bat spirit. It says a rebirth is reassured. So with these two cards, I'm getting a couple of different messages. So first, for those of you who are coupled and in a relationship, it may be a situation where over the past couple of months, you felt that a spark may have like started to die a little bit, or things are getting a little bit stale, or maybe you've been having a bit more arguments with your partner, disagreements, and you're kind of wondering, you know, is this going in the direction that I wanted to go? Is this going to last? Is this going to continue to prosper and grow, or is this the end of the line? And obviously, you know, toxic connections, toxic relationships, and behavior aside, these cards are really talking about staying optimistic. But the Bat Spirit card is all about learning to trust our intuition, and specifically learning to trust our intuition in the times of darkness. So in the times where we literally cannot see where things are going, we cannot see, you know, the future, or what is it called? Like, you can't see the forest from the trees or the forest through the trees. Y'all know what I'm trying to say. Me and these sayings, y'all, I don't know, but you know what I mean. Like, when you can't really see what is coming up next and it feels like there's darkness all around you, things are cold. This is all about being able to listen to that intuition and know that you are able to birth something new. And like I said, if this is an existing connection, this doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to go into a whole new relationship. I mean, that may be the case, but what I'm getting from more of the coupled folks is that this is a new chapter, a new part of your relationship. A new part of that relationship, a new cycle in the relationship, especially as we talked about Venus going into Aries. Maybe this means that you and or your partner are being a bit more assertive and upfront about what it is that you want from one another. Maybe at the very beginning you were holding back a little bit because you're like, I don't want to scare this person off and, you know, be upfront and say what I need and say what I want and set my boundaries. But it's like, listen, it is time. If you have specific boundaries and you know that you need that person to respect those boundaries in your relationship in order for your relationship to continue to grow and to thrive, you need to be assertive and speak up and say that. For those of y'all that are single, obviously, this is that reminder to stay optimistic about your love life. Listen, the screets be giving screets, okay? It is messy. We know that. We don't need to talk about it. We can get into it if you want to, but baby, let's not focus on that right now, okay? But that being said, even with the screets giving what they are, which is very much garbage, you still need to be optimistic about your love life, okay? There are good things coming for you. That connection that you so desire, that connection that you so want is out there. This is all about rebirth in your faith when it comes to your love life. How can you shift your perspective? How can you recognize that maybe the darkness isn't necessarily a time and a place where you're being punished, but maybe this is a moment and a time where you are being asked to go inward, where you're being asked to really ask yourself, what is it that I want in an upcoming relationship? What is it that I need? What boundaries do I need to set as I'm dating? What boundaries do I need to set with not only others, but with myself? How can I show myself more love and self-respect? And in that moment, as you are changing your perspective of the darkness and changing your perspective of this particular chapter that you're in, it really is about inviting more opportunity for the love to come in at a time where you're not sitting there and pitying yourself and pitying where you are and feeling like, oh, it's never going to happen for me. Because guess what? It is, okay? If you want it to happen, if you know that you are meant to meet that person, have that connection, you know, if you want to have a family, if you want to get married, whatever your relationship, your romantic relationship goals are, that is not only possible for you, but it will happen for you. But I need you to stay optimistic. Like I said, I know the squeaks are giving garbage, but we are going to continue to stay optimistic about our love life. Hello, pile number two, and welcome to your February 2023 reading. So I decided to pull two cards this month, and we're pulling two oracle cards, one from the Love Oracle deck and one from our Spirit Animal Oracle deck. As per usual, both card decks will be linked down below in my Amazon storefront if you're interested in snagging them. So the two cards that you have are Passion, Allow Your Heart and Soul to Sing with Joy, and the Sandpiper Spirit, which says Be Playful.
playful. Now, I love this for you, okay? This energy is just so fun. It's giving me like Gemini, okay? So, I mean, obviously, like there's only 12 signs. So like some of y'all are bound to be Gemini, but I'm getting very much like Gemini energy, like airy, playful, just like fun, witty, that kind of vibe from y'all. These cards are serving as a reminder to be playful, to be joyful in your approach, almost a bit childlike as well, really embracing your inner child. Like, have more fun, have more of the moments where you're laughing until like your stomach hurts and like you're crying and you're snorting and you're really just enjoying life. I did an Instagram post about this recently and I think I said exactly that on the post, but this is exactly the vibe that we're talking about. We're talking about approaching this month and this year overall, which is like really, really playful energy. I feel like if we're talking about love specifically, because I think these cards in general are applying to your overall vibe for this year and beyond, just really allowing yourself to be lighthearted and playful in your approach, right? Being a bit more creative, understanding that nothing is that serious. I mean, at the end of the day, we are only here for a temporary period, a temporary existence. So what can you do to make your time more enjoyable? What can you do to have more fun? What can you do to play more and to, you know, spend time with people that you love, who light you up, that kind of stuff. But I also think when it comes to love specifically, just because, you know, it's the month of February, okay, and we want to get into some of that Valentine's Day energy, and also because I'm pulling the love cards, this for me is giving like approach your relationship with a bit more play. So if you are coupled, you know, what does that look like for you? Does that mean like tickling your partner or like really just letting go of this need to be so serious about every single thing y'all do? I mean, maybe you just got into a relationship where y'all have been together for a long time. You're thinking about taking the next steps when it comes to commitment. But remember that if you're talking about commitment or if you're talking about serious next steps, like buying a house, having a child, committing to each other on a deeper level, all these things, like, yes, you can be serious about that, but you can also approach it with lighthearted energy and know that it's fun to enjoy the process, enjoy the journey. It's not just about, okay, what happens after we do this thing? Let's just focus on like getting to that goal. Why don't you focus on enjoying the journey with that person and making sure that it's playful and fun and enjoyable for both of you? On the flip side, for those of y'all that are single, I feel like this is giving very much like approach your dating, like your dating and your dating life with a bit more of passion and a bit more of that playful energy. So allowing yourself to show up on dates or show up to potential partners as the person that you truly are to your core. Maybe this means letting them see a bit more into what makes you smile, what makes you, you know, light up, showing them some of your art and knowing that, you know, you're proud of your art. You're proud of the things that you create. You're proud of, you know, the joyful, beautiful light that you bring to this world, and letting them get to see that side of you versus trying to be like, okay, well, you know, I need to show up this way and I can't show them my art or I can't show them this side of me because I need to do X, Y, and Z first. Like, who said that you have to show up in a specific way or that you have to follow a specific rule book when it comes to love and when it comes to forming and maintaining very important connections in your life? So really just take that lighthearted approach, allow yourself to, you know, be in a very like curious and explorative energy and discover the world in a new way, maybe discover your partner in a new way, maybe even discovering yourself in a new way, and then seeing how that curiosity and that new light and that laughter, how that affects your world overall. Hello, hello, pile number three, and welcome to your February 2023 reading. I pulled two oracle cards for everyone this month, one love card and then one card from our spirit animal oracle deck. Both card decks are linked down below in the show notes in my Amazon storefront if you're interested in them. So the first two cards, or not the first two, but literally the only two cards that y'all got were Honeymoon, Enjoy the Bliss of Holiday Time Together, and Coyote Spirit, Trust in Divine Detours. So these are two beautiful cards. And I think we can kind of go two ways with this, right? We can go the way of like interpreting it almost exactly as it is said, right? So some of y'all may be going on a honeymoon soon. And this doesn't necessarily mean like an actual honeymoon, right? As much as I said, we're interpreting it exactly. But for some of you guys, this could actually mean you going on a trip with a partner. This might be your first trip with someone that you're dating or that you're seeing. This could be, you know, a second trip, a third trip. This doesn't have to be your first trip, but I am in this card for some reason getting that some of y'all are going on like your first staycation or vacation with a potential partner or with someone that you are seeing. And I love this for you. It's giving such beautiful vibes. Like, I think that this person and this like time away, this time that y'all will have together is going to really show you exactly what you need to see. So for some of y'all, you might be like wanting to fall headfirst or dive into this new connection, but you're unsure of like if you should, or not that you're having doubts, but you're kind of like, you're nervous, you're afraid. I have no other way to describe it besides you're nervous. You're afraid because this is something new and this is something that you really are kind of like, is this too good to be true? And I feel like this time away, this honeymoon, if you will show you exactly what you need to know about not only yourself and this person, but this connection that y'all are forming. It's going to help you to really understand that it is safe for you to open up. It is safe for you to love. And even though it is scary at the same time, right? Being vulnerable, opening up to a new person is a little bit scary. It is safe for you to do so. They are going to hold that space for you in a very beautiful way. Now with Coyote Spirit here, we're talking about trusting in divine detours. And we talk about like detours and, you know, you can kind of interpret this as like a trip, if you will, but trusting in divine detours, the Coyote card is really talking about that there are times when we might be led astray from something that we believe we want or from something that we think we deserve or think that we want to experience. And really what it is about is learning to trust that these detours are divine. You know, there's that saying that rejection is God's protection. And this is exactly that card embodied. This is about understanding that the times where you don't get what you want, the times when things don't work out for you, the times where you are led astray from something, it's not because you are not deserving of good things. It's not because you're not going to manifest a beautiful life and that you are not in the process and always manifesting a beautiful life for yourself, but it's because maybe this thing that you think, oh my gosh, this is it, I really want this, maybe you don't realize that it's actually not meant for you. Or maybe you don't realize that yes, it's meant for you, but only for a season, only for a chapter. It's only here to help you learn a lesson. It's only here to help you grow a certain way, in a way that you wouldn't have grown if you didn't have that experience, or if you didn't have that person or that thing into your life for a specific and temporary chapter. So right here, again, like it's kind of like almost two different vibes to this. Some of y'all are going on a trip and turn up, baby, turn up. It's giving very much cozy, cute vibes, very much staycation, very much a bay, very much some of y'all are, I'm getting the vibe, okay, and this might be me reaching out on a limb here, but like honeymoon typically is after like, you know, a wedding. I think for some of y'all, if you're not already in a committed relationship with someone, this might be the month that commitment is solidified around this like honeymoon time or trip that you're taking. Someone might ask you to kind of take that next step with them and solidify the commitment on a deeper level. But on the other end, we have some of y'all that are, you know, it's detours, and maybe it's detours in how you thought the relationship would go. Maybe you're getting commitment from someone that you did not in a million years think you would get commitment from, or maybe it's a relationship that you did not in a million years see coming, and it's sort of like a detour, if you will, from what you thought would happen in your life. But trust those detours, trust divine timing, trust where you're being led. It's happening for a reason. Okay, my loves, that is the February 2023 energy report. I really hope y'all enjoyed this episode. I hope that you enjoyed the card pick a pile readings. Girl, I hope you enjoyed them oracle card readings and that it hit and that it was resonating and everything for y'all. So I am gonna go, okay? I have a bunch of work to do, including editing this episode, but I want to thank you so much for spending time with me today, for tuning into this episode, and of course for joining me on all the other episodes of Manifest Daily that you have joined me on. Make sure to leave a 5-star review for the show if you enjoyed this episode, or if you've ever enjoyed any episode of Manifest Daily and you've never left a review. I would appreciate that so much. Have a beautiful rest of your week, my love, and have an amazing month of February. I will chat with you very soon.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.